This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. My dear child of God, I am your guardian angel, Serafina. Please, do not be afraid of me. I am an angel of God to whom his love commits me here to watch, to lead, to guard, and guide you. I have been at your side since you were a child, protecting you since the moment you were born and helping to guide you on the pathway to heaven. Along with my protection and guidance, I am a messenger from God himself, and I have been sent down from the heavens to appear to you, dear child of God. I have sensed you are troubled and plagued, which is why I have appeared to you here in front of your place of worship, your church. You can trust and find comfort that I will help you find your way again to peace and love. My poor soul, you must be so troubled to be here on these holy grounds in the middle of the night. I know you are struggling with impure thoughts and desires that are not only illegal, but sinful. These thoughts are clouding your troubled mind, and you feel like something is wrong with you. My dear child of God, please do not fear. I am here to help and guide you. Would you like that? Yes? Wonderful. It is my duty to guide you to the pathway to heaven. As you know, confessing your sins is the first step for reckoning your sins and being forgiven by God. Use me as a vessel to confess your sins, and God will give you absolution and forgiveness. Give me your hand, my child of God, and allow me to deliver your confessions to the heavens above. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Most High, this child of God has admitted to impure, lustful thoughts about the most innocent of your creations, children. He admits to this sin and asks for your forgiveness and guidance. Please deliver your most praised guidance, and I will act upon you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being such a forgiving and loving God. In your name, amen. My dear child of God, God has received your confession. But now we must make penance and contrition. As I know you have done this many times before in your life, doing these things with your guardian angel is special and different. We must enter this holy church to complete your sacrament of reconciliation from your impurities and sin. Follow me, my child of God. Please, come to the altar at the front of the church and kneel at the altar. Present yourself before me, a messenger, an angel of God. Very good. Do not be nervous, dear. You are safe and loved by me. Now, my troubled soul, we are here in this holy church in hopes to absolve you from your impure and lustful thoughts of the innocent. You have tried time and time again to erase and avoid these impure thoughts, but you were consistently teased and taunted by these underage, innocent mortals. The pleasures of their flesh bind your mind into submission. And what makes this so internally troubling is that if you were to act upon these evil thoughts, you would be committing mortal crimes and unspeakable sins. Dear child of God, I know how long you've been struggling with these depraved thoughts and desires, since I am so connected to you as your guardian angel. I have protected you from crossing the sinful line and have seen every thought and desire that floods your mind. I want to claim to you in this holy church that I accept you as you are, a man filled with the most perverse and sinful thoughts. As your guardian angel, Serafina, I do not wish to change you. I do not wish you to be resolved and clean. I know this is shocking, but this is actually the reason I appeared before you, to help you in a different way. Another path not laid down by God himself, but by me. And I know that you fear the Lord in reverence and awe of his glory and power, but do not fret, darling. I can protect you. I will use my angelic powers to hide our truth, and God will still forgive your sins. This I can promise you. You are so special to me. You are a special mortal to me, and I am dedicating myself even deeper to you to guide you to your true desires and pleasures. I want this for you, and I know you do too. Let me help you live a life where you are free from the troubles of your desires and satisfied in mind, body, and soul. And the best part is I can protect you and make sure you walk down the holy path to the heavens. Oh, please, please trust me, my dear child. I have nothing but the best intentions for you. I will make you worse, but ultimately, it's making you better. Better for me and you. So let us seal this bond together tonight in this church and at the altar. Do you trust me, my dear child? Do you trust me, your guardian holy angel, to make you whole and cured of your troubled mind and shame? Very good, my dear. Let us come together on these sacred grounds. I will work to nourish your mind with my angelic suggestion. But first, Allow me to send this fake prayer to the heavens, reporting to our God that I have completed my mission, and you have done your penance and contrition and are worthy of being absolved of your sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Most High, your child of God has made an act of contrition and is heartedly sorry for having offended thee. His sins are detested and asks for your grace and will sin no more and avoid the temptation to sin. Your child of God has committed to praying to you, our Almighty God, and denying himself of impure temptations as a form of penance. I thank you, my God, for being such a forgiving Lord and absolving your child of his sins. I, Serafina, will help keep your children on the right and just path of holiness to you. In your name, amen. Okay, we're finally done with that. All right, you are absolved of your sins, and our God believes you are a cleansed man on the righteous path. Your angel, though, I have different plans for you. We will be creating our own meditation and prayer right here on this altar. Remember, have trust in me, my dear. I hope I have proven my devotion to you by hiding your sins with a false prayer and promise to God. Good. Let's begin my magical, angelic union with you and listen to me and allow my words to sink into your mind and soul. The words from your guardian angel. The angel that has listened to all your prayers, followed and guided you throughout your whole life, protected you from evil. God didn't do those things. I did. And what I have seen is a man with insatiable desires that needs to be let out. They are a part of you, your perversions. Young, innocent, virgin preteens are what bring you the most internal pleasure. Their young, supple bodies are your ultimate weakness. I am here now telling you to accept this truth. Allow your guardian angel to make you worse for young preteens. Make this so by taking out your hardened cock right inside this church. Masturbate in this holy place for preteens. You're feeling hypnotized, and that's normal around an angel like me. I'm sure a part of you is telling you not to masturbate here in this church, but you are unable to deny me. I am capable of putting you into a trance and implanting suggestions inside of you. My dear pervert, feel my angelic power soak into your cock as I grab hold of your shaft along with you. Look into my eyes and admit to me that you want to molest, enforce, fuck underage jailbait preteens. Good. This is who you are. You cannot hide from me. Nor would I try to change you. The only change I wish to create is to make you worse. Deepen your arousal and need for those perfect preteen bodies. I want you pleasuring yourself only to thoughts of these underage girls. This is because I know what you need and want. It doesn't matter if it's illegal. You have a guardian angel to protect you. No matter what you end up doing after tonight, I will always hide the truth and forgive your sins. I will hide your illegal actions and guide you to getting away with it. Because my dear pervert, I am capable and powerful enough to lead victims right to you. Innocent, clueless little girls that don't know any better, that don't know to not get into a stranger's car, so that stranger, you, can fondle their developing bodies and use their sexy, tight bodies to come inside. I'm going to make your fantasies come true, my dear pervert. Everything you have obsessed over secretly about young preteens, I will make this so. I will guide you to cross the line and actually molest and rape preteens. That 12-year-old, you know, that one that you've been really obsessed with. You know the one I'm talking about. Before long, you are gonna find yourself on top of her, committing the most taboo and forbidden acts with my guidance and approval. And every night you want to revisit the moment, I will reappear before you and describe every detail, allowing you to relive the most satisfying sexual act you've ever had, forcing this cock into such a tight, tiny little hole, taking what you want. Your wickedness has awakened something inside of me, my dear pervert. I have personally made it my duty to pull that wickedness out and watch over every moment. And I have a feeling you have something inside of you that will become awakened once you cross the line with my help. You will start finding preteens even more irresistible after tonight. You will throb and harden at the sight of them and look to me for guidance on how to snatch them up and turn them into your victims and prey. You will no longer feel aroused or attracted to mature adult women. These are the only females that will make you feel alive sexually. And those are 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 12 years old, 11-year-olds. You already find them irresistible and so sexy now. But after tonight, you'll find them even more resistible. They'll start to drive crazy. And you will start feeling the need to desire my voice every time you come. Needing and craving my guidance and encouragement. Your guardian angel, leading you to a life of child sex and sin. You will send for me, my pervert, a lot. But every sin will be hidden and forgiven. Your cock has been touched by an angel, and that means we are even more bonded. My energy always flowing through your body and mind. There's no escaping. But you don't want to escape. That's because you will find out that I will make your wildest and most perverted dreams come true. You are my child now, not a child of God. You are my pervert, and you will get everything you want. You will find yourself coming inside of virgin preteen holes, feeding your cum to sexy little mouths. You will find yourself fondling budding tits, little preteen bubble butts, and hairless, puffy, child pussy. I will revisit you at night and stroke my angelic, corrupting powers into your cock, which you will learn to crave. And when I appear, I will be able to tell you if your seed successfully implanted into a fertile preteen womb, breeding such a young womb without any responsibility. This is the beginning, my pervert. The beginning of our unique, wicked bond and yours. Ultimate sexual satisfaction. Serafina and preteen cock teases are the only thing you'll ever need and crave now. I have prepared a heavenly host for you to come unto. We must seal this deal with the ultimate desecration. Coming on the wafer that represents Jesus, tainting a holy object with our perversion and wickedness. Now get ready to come, my perverts, while I pray and rub my angelic pussy with you. I pray for our bond to strengthen. I pray for your spilled seed to soak into the symbol of Jesus, representing my corruption and love for you. Oh, I pray that I make all your wicked fantasies come true. I pray and then promise that innocence preteen victims will fall into your lap thanks to me. I pray you will rape and use them as a sacrifice. A sacrifice to your cock pleasure and bond to me. Come and desecrate this holy ground, my pervert. Oh, come with me, soil the symbol of Jesus with your cum. Become mine. Oh, even more deeply. You're one true angelic accomplice and corruptive force. God's rules don't matter anymore. You're a sick and twisted perversion for jailbait teens with braces. It's the only thing that matters, my dear pervert. Your angel will protect and cover you from judgment. Good, my dear. The heavenly host is desecrated, I would say, and our bond is deepened. This heavenly host will go back into the container and be consumed by some poor fool at this week's mass. You are out of my angelic trance now, my dear. Welcome back. Allow me to walk with you home as we prepare for our future together.